this week's Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast, where this week we'll be discussing the episodes that aired between the 1st and the 4th of September 2025. How are you all? Joining me today is the magnificent, fabulous Robert. Hello, Rob. How are you today?
Robert! I'm all right, thank you, Robert. Rihanna. How are you?
We've not said that in a while, have we?
We haven't said that in a while.
Always used to do that.
Bit of context, right? Me and Ree used to, when we used to watch Coronation Street together, Michelle Connor in Coronation Street used to go out with someone called Robert, and she used to screech his name all the time. Like, Robert!
And
so now and again, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I would get a WhatsApp message of Ree just recording herself going, voice Robert! Noted. And then just sending it to me. There you go. That was the context of that. So how are you, Ree? All right?
All right. Yes, thank you. How are you? It's been a big week, hasn't it?
I mean, not much has happened, really, has it? It's just been a fairly standard week. It's been a mad old week. Mad old week with flashbacks and revelations and so many questions that I don't think we know the answers to yet. And yet some of them we do, and yet I'm unsure about the answers that I think we've been given. I don't know.
Well, can I ask you something now, right?
Yes.
Because I don't know if we'll mention it, go this deep into it later, but how do you feel about the flashbacks this week?
I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them.
You don't think we're getting flashbacks being overused now or anything?
Well, this is only the second time, really, it's happened in this context, I would say.
So, because I appreciated the Phil ones because they were kind of necessary.
Oh, see, I wasn't thinking about the Phil ones.
There before. Oh.
I know what you mean, but I was thinking this is more in the same context as the Cindy ones. Whereas I suppose the Mitchell flashback was a flashback, but at the same time it felt like very much like its own separate episode rather than like cutting to and fro like this one was.
A different
and the Cindy
kind
one
of
was.
Flashback.
Yeah. I like this. It's a nice little format. It's a nice stylistic way of telling a story. I quite enjoy it. As long as they don't overuse it, I don't mind it. I feel like it does its job really, really nicely and makes you think, oh, hang on, this is big. Big stuff's kicking off. They've got the flashbacks out.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Because otherwise, I think if they'd have not done that with that scene with Zoe, we could have been like, if she was retelling that story, she would have probably retold it as a certain event that maybe didn't happen anyway.
I feel like we're left with that anyway, even with the flashbacks. But we'll get into it all. It's been a massive, massive week for Zoe Slater's return, and we will be going into a deep dive in a bit. First of all, it's September. It's time to change the calendar, ladies and gentlemen.
And I've acquired one. I don't know if anybody's noticed this, but I also have a calendar now. So we're going to change them together, aren't we?
Although
I do know what this one is, so I'm going to let you do it first.
Did you cheat? Did you cheat and spoil yourself?
No. Go on.
Well, this is now big enough for me to just do it on the wall, which is exciting. So it's Shrimpy, the official one. Hey, look at this. It's Shrimpy. I love it. Oh, sexy Shrimpy. He's on a beach covered in crustaceans, which, if anything, is probably the sexiest we've ever seen him, I would say. Love it. That's brilliant. Wow. And there's a big sign that's next to him that says catch of the day, and I completely agree.
Smirked addict, though. How much, Shaquila? Blooming heck. God, fish has gone up, hasn't it?
I know. But Shrimpy, catch of the day, fish. We like that. Very well done.
Brilliant.
Very, very well done.
Genius.
We like that a lot. Yeah. Well done. Right, so we have much to be getting through this week, so shall we get on with it?
Yeah, let's get on with it in this week's Albert Square After Dark.
Right, we will kick off this mammoth week with talking about Oscar. So, last we saw Oscar, he had unearthed the gun. Now, this whole thing with the gun, all right, I'm just going to say it now. It's slight nonsense, all right? I don't understand why he needed the gun. I don't know why he unearthed it, because surely in London, of all places, if you see someone bearing a gun, your first instinct is to walk on, like, that's none of my business, off I go. I don't know why he...
Or at least, like, ring the police. Oh, you know, you've got an officer in family. Could have just literally rang Jack, couldn't he? Not put his fingerprints all over it.
There is that. But then the inclination was, well, he said to Jack, well, I wanted to hand this in to you because, you know, the kids around the square and all that kind of thing. But then Jack reacted really weirdly to it as well, because I would have thought that if you're handing a gun over to a policeman, Jack then was then sort of like, no, because you found this, you're going to go straight back to juvie and that implicates me. And I'm sort of like, does it? Does it really, Jack? Like, why don't you just hand it straight over to your superiors? My nephew found this and I'm now handing it to you.
I don't get what the drama was,
to be honest with you.
I get what you're saying, but I think in Jack's head, he thought straight away, there's no CCTV in Walford, so there's going to be no proof that it wasn't your gun in the first place and that you've just found it. Because otherwise, I go, where have you found it? Oh, there's a camera there. They'll see Harry put it there 2 minutes before you went in. No, there's going to be none of that. But I guess, yeah, maybe Jack's brain was just thinking, it's got your fingerprints all over it, Oscar. So what are you doing? It's not going to have, presuming that the other person's wiped the face. Did he say that it was
He definitely
Harry he
hadn't.
noticed take it in either?
No, he didn't say any of that. He just
He
said that
didn't
he'd
drop
found
Harry in
it.
it.
No, he didn't drop Harry in it. He just said he'd found it. He just said that he'd found it in the square and that he wanted to hand it over to Jack because there's kids and stuff, so it would be
And
dangerous.
then took it to a house with two kids in it and hid it in a house with two
Yeah,
kids in
this is what I
it.
mean. Like, it was all nonsense. It made no sense.
Well,
But.
this is it, because then you could read into that, though. Is this meant to be us thinking, well, actually, this just shows how impulsive Oscar is and how he doesn't think things through and he acts before he thinks as
Yeah, I
well?
mean, I
Do you know what I
think,
mean?
to be perfectly honest with you, I think the reasoning for it all is simply just going to be because Oscar is Oscar. Do you know what I mean? And now and again, it's sort of just like, I need a bit more than that.
Yeah, no, I actually understand exactly what you're saying, to be fair. Because really, as well, it could have just been Jack that found it and then didn't get a chance to hand it in straight away. That could have easily worked out as well. But hey ho.
Hey ho. And the drama with the gun doesn't end there, but we should come back to the
Oh.
gun in a moment. Because there was a wedding to go to first, and Oscar is fe still feeling really, really bad about everything that happened with Patrick. Now, this was all quite genuinely sweet what he did for Patrick. He did it all very quickly. I was very impressed. There's a wedding planning in Oscar's future if he carries on like this, I would say. No wonder
Hey,
Kim was jealous.
he's got a way, hasn't he? Anyway, well, you know what kids say these days, can do what,
Well,
can't they?
You realise that this is our first look at the new set as well.
I did realize that. What were your thoughts on it? I thought it looked
Well, I
brilliant.
thought it looked very good. This bit of the set is apparently called Container Junction,
Yes, Container
which,
Junction.
because there's containers everywhere,
Yes,
I
it
assume.
makes sense. Well, do you remember when we went to the Soap Awards? We went past the one that I thought it would be based on, called The Box in London. Somebody
Yes.
from London was like, oh, you're so not from London. Like, everyone
You're
knows The
such a
Box.
tourist.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But apparently there's actually quite a few, like,
Yeah,
Container Junction type
apparently
places
it's
in
quite
London,
common.
yeah.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever seen one really, but
Actually,
I'm
saying that,
reliably informed they're quite common in
do have
London,
one
to
in
be fair.
Sheffield, actually, thinking
Oh, do
about
you?
it.
You have your
Never
own
been to
Container
it.
Junction. So yeah, and he arranges at Container Junction this amazing like wedding. It looks beautiful. Like, he's managed to sort out the reggae band that they wanted. I don't know how I feel about Kim being the vicar. Oh, is their wedding legal? Has it been actually legally done? Are they actually husband and wife if Kim's the vicar or priest or
Well, she wasn't the
whatever?
vicar,
What's the word?
celebrant.
Celebrant. In terms of, it's a vicar that stands in it usually.
I don't know what it is in the UK, but like in some countries you do have to be like officially
This is what I
celebrants.
mean.
Ordained? Is it ordained? No,
Ordained,
I don't
yeah.
know. You have to officially do it, but I don't know in the UK, like, obviously, for a ceremony, I guess you can do what you want.
I
Like, you can go and
guess.
do the legal part at a registry office,
Well, they did
right?
this with Kat and Alfie on top of the bus, didn't they? Because they didn't have an official minister doing that either. So I just.
Yeah, and then you just go to registry office and sign the papers to make it official, because the ceremony and the actual paperwork
Yeah.
bit are two separate things, really.
So really,
So, yeah.
I could turn up to one of these events and do that, because that sounds quite good fun. I'd like to do that.
Essentially, yeah,
Yeah.
essentially.
Stand there in all me cassocks and me robes, I'd look fabulous. Oh yes, give that a
In
go.
your robes.
In me robes and me
Would
cassocks,
you go for robes?
flowing right, of course, and a huge like staff, a big thing on me head. I'd look
It
great.
makes sense. Do you know what, though? Like, it could be a thing. I know it's different soap, but I watch Neighbours, right? And Susan Kennedy's a celebrant, and everyone gets Susan to marry him. Like,
I mean,
that's a
that's fair
thing.
if that's her official job or official position. Do you know what I
It's not her
mean?
official job.
No.
She did it once for someone years ago, became like, got officially officiated into being a celebrant.
Right.
And then everyone asks her to do it now. So it'd be quite interesting if they did that with Kim. I wouldn't mind that, to be fair.
Well, there you go. But they are married, and it's a beautiful ceremony, and everyone is delighted. However, just as the ceremony comes to an end, a storm be brewing up above. We hear thunder, we hear lightning. We don't hear lightning, you see lightning. And and then rain starts bucketing down. I think actual
It
chucked
down.
it down. Absolutely apocalyptic rain came down at that moment.
Yes.
Yes. I like rain on the soaps. It looks good, and it's been a long, long time since we've seen it. And I think, because I watched the behind the scenes stuff, because I was a bit sort of concerned, oh wait, is it CGI rain? But it looked like actual proper rain that they were chucking. Everyone was soaked. Marvelous. It's expensive to do it apparently, which is why we don't see it that often anymore, but it looked good. the rain.
Yeah, it did look really good. And it felt right, actually, for this week for it to roll in the
Yeah,
rain and stuff.
epic.
And we've had storms in the UK this week.
We
So, like,
have.
literally so realistic because
So
we have had them.
realistic. It's the most
Yeah.
realistic soap on British television, I'll have you know.
Right.
Yes. So they all then run to the Vic, and Patrick kind of says, right, so Oscar organised all this, did he? Well, then, do you know what, Oscar? You are forgiven. And this puts Howie's nose right out of joint, doesn't it?
Yeah, doesn't it, Joss? I'm a bit, I don't know if I can say this, but a bit disappointed it weren't how you got shot, I think, this week. I don't
Well, you've
know.
said it. You've
Can
said
I
it
say
now.
that?
You've said it now,
I'm
Ruth.
not disappointed. I just feel like, when is it all going to come out about Howie? Everyone's forgiven Oscar. We're just going to forget about the Howie side. I feel like that needs completing now.
Yeah, well, it does seem that now all of Oscar's secret side of it is out. Everyone
Yeah.
knows about that, and now it's just Howie. Oscar has literally nothing to lose now, so it's no real wonder why Oscar was looking a tiny bit smug when Howie couldn't do his best man speech, ran out of the Vic. Now it's good, I suppose, that he's feeling really, really guilty, or is he just
Yeah.
feeling kind of quite anxious about the fact that this is all on me now?
I think it is guilt. I think, because to be fair, before this, we've never really seen this kind of side to Howie. Like, it
No.
was quite jarring when it first happened. We were all quite surprised that he were blackmailing Oscar in that way and didn't just, dob him into police. So, I do think it is guilt. But this is what I'm saying. I feel like the Oscar chapter's finished. Oh,
Yeah.
everyone's forgiven Oscar. I feel like the Howie thing should have been completed at the same time, but maybe it's leading to something bigger with him. I don't
Feel
know.
like it must be, because actually,
Yeah.
what Howie did, I would argue, was 10 times worse than what Oscar did.
I agree. A bit harsh with saying he should have been shot for it,
Well,
but
you've said it now, Ree. There's no
I
going back. You've said it. You heard it here first, people. Breaking news. Ree
it's like
wants Howie dead. You heard that?
he's kind of ruined Howie's character for me
Do you
though, because
think?
now you're never gonna, like now you're never gonna trust him. If you think he's capable of that, it's completely changed his character in my eyes.
Okay.
I don't think we saw enough of him being so desperate for money before it. We
It
had
was
like a
more
week of him
about.
being a bit desperate for money, and then he
Yeah,
did this.
it was more about like the pressure that Kim was putting on him, I think, and like the fact that he
Yeah.
was feeling really insuperior compared to Vincent as well. It's, the conversation that he overheard. It's no excuse for what he did, but
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
That's
thinking that that's the reasoning that's
yeah.
led us to where we are with him. Like you say, where he goes from here, I do not know. How this all comes out, I feel like it's going to be Oscar that kind of breaks the news, don't you?
Oh, Lauren, they're the
Yeah.
three that know. Or is Jack, mind you, Jack's otherwise
Jack's a
occupied
bit
now, I guess
busy.
I was
He's
going
a
to
bit
say.
busy at the minute.
But Jack did notice something going on between Howie and Oscar. So possibly because that was like, why did they make Jack notice? Because then surely he should have been questioning Howie on, like, did you know or something? Because you
Yeah.
look like you were having these weird conversations with Oscar, but who knows?
Well, we leave the wedding reception. They're all sat there having a fabulous time. Oscar and Jack then go off together, and this is when Jack discovers this gun that Oscar had been trying to show him earlier, but Lauren was there apparently. And Jack kind of loses his mind a little bit and kind of goes, "You're insane. Why have you got this gun?" So he decides that he's going to keep it and tells Oscar just to kind of keep his gob shut and everything. Unfortunately, he's the one that could have should have kept his gob shut, because Ravi overhears this from the other side of the square.
Other side of the square.
At ears, Ravi. I'm not being funny. Like, I couldn't believe that he overheard it from the distance he was at. They must have been yelling for him to be able to hear that.
Yeah, and like, why would he even be like trying to pay attention to a conversation between Jack and Oscar anyway? Like, yeah, no, there was no
No
part of him that could
context.
have thought,
Yeah.
there was no part of him that could have thought, oh, maybe Jack and Oscar have got this gun that I don't know. And for all he knew, it wasn't missing. He obviously didn't believe Harry then. And I thought he did believe Harry when he was like, oh, it's safe. Yeah,
Oh,
Ravi,
see,
I'll look for it somewhere.
I didn't get the vibe that he did believe Harry
All
whatsoever, because
right,
he kind of
fair.
gave
I
him a
thought he
little
did,
look
but
when, because Harry looked completely and utterly unconvincing when he said that. And I
true,
thought that
yeah,
Ravi
true.
kind of gave an
Fair.
expression of, "Oh, right, oh, yeah, you're totally telling me the truth right now, aren't you?" Which is why he
Right.
then said, "I will rip your throat out," which I think would then kind of put
Okay.
the subject of guns on his head, so that when he overheard Jack and Oscar talking
Oscar,
about
yeah.
it, he kind of zoned in on it. And so,
Fair.
because the gun is currently in Jack's house, Ravi then takes that opportunity to break into Jack's house. Unfortunately, Denise sees him, sees Ravi running out the door, and recognizes the very visible silhouette of Ravi and his man bun through the window.
That's what I was just about to say, right? She didn't
It was
actually see him,
literally,
did she? She just saw his shadow of the, yeah, of the man bun.
"Who's that Panesar?"
Actually, it's a galati, Rob.
It's a Galati, yeah, that's true,
Galati,
yeah,
but
that's true.
yeah.
Yeah, so see, so
Well,
basically
I bet she
recognizes.
recognises
Yeah, I
that
bet she
silhouette any
did.
day,
I
doesn't
bet
she?
she does.
Oh,
So she goes and tells Jack what's going on. Then the two, Jack and Ravi, basically end up having this massive confrontation where they're literally pouring down with rain and they're rolling around the square trying to get hold of his gun. And then they do this ridiculous thing where, like, one of them is constantly banging the hand of the with the person that's holding the gun. I think Jack's holding the gun and Ravi's smacking his arm into the ground. And then it goes off. And someone's been
And then
shot.
dun dun
Do,
dun
do,
dun
do,
dun
do,
dun
do,
dun.
do, do. At this
Who do you think it
point,
was? Go on.
who did I think it was? See, now I was kind of convinced, well, it's probably just going to be Zoe or Kat, right?
Yeah,
I figured it was going
same
to be
at
Zoe.
first,
But then
yeah.
you sent me this mad theory that was going around the internet that it was going to be Mo, and
Yeah.
that all of a sudden made complete and utter sense in my head. I was like, oh my God, it's Mo, it's clearly Mo. And then it
Same,
wasn't Mo.
yep.
Yeah, so I'm
You,
glad it
Rob
wasn't
was
Mo.
actually quite mad at me because he went, "Well, you've ruined that now if that's what it is." I'm like,
Yeah.
"Sorry, Rob, it was
Because it
just
made
a
complete
theory I've
sense.
seen, weren't it?"
I was
Yeah,
sort of
it
like,
did though, to be fair, didn't it?
yeah.
They properly sold it. Do you think they put it in as a red herring? Because once you did
Maybe.
view it like that, it did make you
Yeah.
were like, "Oh yeah, it is Mo, isn't it?" And then,
Which is
but
what I
otherwise,
did.
Zoe stays
Yeah.
because, you know, and Andy's
Yeah.
just been shot, but
And I'm
no.
glad because that would have been a ridiculous way for Mo to leave. That would have been an insane
Yeah.
exit for Mo if
If
that
they'd
had
have
been how
killed
it
her
had
off with
gone.
it,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. There was all
Yeah.
sorts of theories going around that, you know, it makes perfect sense for Zoe to stick around because her nan's lost. There's this final scene between Mo and Zoe and all this thing about Mo saying that she wanted one final chips dinner with Zoe and all that kind of thing. And I was re-watching it with that in mind. I was sort of like, oh my God, it's Mo. Mo's going to die tomorrow. I can't believe this. So I'm glad in the end that it was just Zoe that got shot.
Just Zoe.
Just
Well,
Zoe.
but then we knew straight away when it was Zoe who got shot. Well, they're not going to kill her off. They've not brought her back for like
Exactly.
three
Which kind of
episodes
removed
to
the
kill her
tension from the
off.
gun, which I was fine with actually, because then it meant that we could just focus on what we didn't know. And my goodness me, ladies and gentlemen, what we didn't know turned out to be quite a lot. So, folks, where do we even begin with this? I mean, so Tommy, obviously, last week went and found Zoe. Managing to do something in 5 minutes that his dad couldn't do over the space of about 5 months, just found Zoe really, really quickly in this flat. It's Detective Tommy, isn't it? It's fine.
Well, all he had to do was send a text saying how much of a bad mother Kat was, and she's
Yeah.
like,
Oh,
"I'm
I'm
there,
here.
yeah,
I'll
come
send you
here."
my address. Yeah, I'll send
Sure.
you a pin. Yeah, there I am. Cheers. I think what I enjoyed was the fact that Tommy turned around, like, so he's basically sort of lying to Zoe and saying, I can get you money, just come with me. And then Zoe sort of, you know, follows him for reasons that we should reveal later. But what I first of all quite enjoyed was Tommy saying, I'll lend you my savings. I was sort of like, what? He's 14. How much savings does a 14-year-old have? Was Zoe seriously expecting him to open his piggy bank up and being able to, and just pass over enough to go and live in Spain?
Yeah, I didn't get that. Actually, you've just, sorry, my brain just did something then because I remember thinking, he's just said that he's got savings and then next thing they're in a cab and he's saying, "Oh, I'm gonna nick Alfie's bank card." But they did supposedly try and go to a bank, didn't they, and take it out on the
Well,
way through the nice tube scene.
yes, they love that
They go
tube. They
tube.
love that tube carriage. That tube carriage is earning every penny that it
I
takes.
don't
I
hate it, you
love
know.
that
I'm
tube
here for
carriage.
it.
I love
Yeah,
the
I
tube
am.
carriage.
Yeah,
It's
I'm here
great.
for it.
So basically, Tommy lies to her and said, "Look, I can get you money. Just come with me. We'll go to the bank." And then so they stop at Walford. A few people pointed out online, which I thought was perhaps a bit pernickety, but they do have a point, was the fact that Walford East. Tube station's only around the corner, and yet they came in a taxi. So where did they get off?
Well, this is
Unless
what I'm thinking there. They were on the tube going to the bank. The bank supposedly said no. Well, Tommy was like,
yeah,
"Oh no, it's shut. I know. I'll go and steal Alfie's bank card. Let's
maybe
get a
yeah,
cab."
get a
I think
cab,
that's what it was
which he had
from the
to pay
bank.
for quite indignantly. Because I had to pay for
Oh,
that
you would,
taxi.
little, yeah, little
Yeah,
15-year-old brother having to
yeah,
pay for, you know, 40-year-old
outrageous,
sister. Yeah, agreed.
outrageous. So they arrive in Walford. Now, everything that's been going on with Tommy was obviously he's gone missing, and unfortunately, social services turn up because they're supposed to be having like a
Of
follow-up
course, yeah.
appointment. Tommy's not there, so Kat and Alfie make up this ridiculous excuse that he's been trapped on a ferry coming back from France, and the social worker's like, "Oh, well, that's fine. I'll come back at 8 o'clock tonight." And they're like, "Yeah, he'll be home by then.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine, absolutely fine." And he is, he is home by then, which is
Luckily,
absolutely
bang
great.
on the
Yeah.
dot as well.
Bang on the dot of 8 o'clock. Texts Kat, and she kind of runs outside. At those points, the heavens have opened. Biblical rain coming down. It all looked fantastic. The throwbacks this week, I have to say, were really, really nice. Now, obviously,
Yeah.
when Kat and Al when Kat and Alfie, when Kat and Zoe first laid eyes on each other again, they were in the spot, which was
The
nice.
spot
The
on Bridge
spot.
Street, of course.
Arguably the most iconic spot in EastEnders history, you could argue, couldn't you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely.
But what there also was a really nice throwback right at the start of the week to I Ain't Your Mother Week, You Ain't My Mother Week, which was a shot of the moon in the sky.
Oh, we did not spot this,
There
not
was
gonna
like,
lie.
when you could sort of see it at the very start of the, when it's daylight, but you could still sort of see the moon in the sky. It was one of those sorts of things. Now, during You Ain't My Mother Week, we learned from Kat that actually her and the moon have got history, because Charlie used to say to her when she was a kid that if she was ever scared, the man in the moon would look down at her, would look down on her. And there was a whole thing throughout the whole week when it was revealed and everything that the night that Harry had first come into Kat's room, she'd been looking at the moon and had to turn away from the moon. And then everything that kind of happened amongst that week was constantly, we were constantly looking at shots of the moon. It was quite a big thing. And then that's obviously where the whole man in the moon
Man
thing
in the
came
moon with
from with
Alfie.
Alfie. Genius. It was really, really well put
Very
together.
genius.
But so, yeah, that's why that moon shot was there at the start of the week, which I really, really liked. I thought it was very, very, very nice.
Well spotted, Rob, because I did not spot that.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
enjoyed that.
very
I thought that was
nice.
very, very good. And so they have laid eyes on one another again. Now, what were your first thoughts on all of this?
My first thoughts were, do you know what? Do you want to know the truth? My first thought was, why Zoe got out of the cab? But then obviously she couldn't pay for the rest of the journey. So I guess that's why she had to
Taxi
get
driver was
out of
sort of like,
it.
can you get out, please, love? I've got other places to be. It's pouring down with rain. Like, get out. Yeah, go on.
I just thought it were brilliant that they'd done it in the spot. Like it had to be that
Had to be
spot where
there.
Zoe and Kat
Yeah, had to be
met
there.
again, in what? How long has it been? 20 years
20
since
years,
Zoe
yeah.
left. Yeah.
20
It
years.
had to be that spot. Brilliant. Loved all the parallels. So it were brilliant. I kind of like that it was Tommy that brought her back in the end. That was a nice little touch as well, because I wouldn't have expected that.
Genuinely quite sweet of Tommy as well. Like, and he was sort of like, I brought you a present, Mum, and he genuinely meant it. And Kat was delighted, and he was delighted that Kat was delighted. I thought that was really sweet. Like,
And that way,
there's
that's
hope
like, yeah,
yet.
we've made up now. We've made up now. She went, yeah, I love you, Tommy. He's like, yeah, you're all right,
Love you
Mum.
too.
There you go. Best gift I could have got you.
There's hope yet for Tommy, isn't there? There really,
There
really
is
is.
hope for Tommy, as long as he stays away from you know who.
Yes.
Well,
The issue I've got kind of is that they do seem to have, they do now seem to be saying that Kat and Zoe have not seen each other at all, and there's been zero contact since Zoe left in 2005.
are they saying zero contact? Because she's mentioned her over years, so they
She
have
has
like
mentioned her over
kind
the
of been
years,
the objects, kind of.
and I'm pretty sure that when Kat's kind of gone off screen for a bit, there's been the whole, I'll go see Zoe or
Go see
something
Zoe
like
in
that.
Spain,
Yeah, because obviously Kat's sort of been aware where she's been. But the implication I thought this week was that when Zoe left in 2005, and I watched that last episode back, and they relayed
Same.
stuff that went on in that episode quite well. You know, they had crosswords and horrible things were said because Kat had just found out about what had gone on with Den, and Zoe sort of was like battling with Chrissy and all that kind of thing. They relayed that quite well, but I got the impression that what they were saying was that they haven't spoken since then.
Oh, right. You can't really go back on that because she has mentioned her over years, definitely. I know this is what doesn't make sense, because they didn't actually part on that poor of terms, really, like when
Not
Zoe
eventually.
officially left. But then I think what we're supposed to be like led to believe is that Zoe's then gone away, ruminated on her entire life, and now is holding this resentment to Kat, and that this
Seems to be,
resentment's
yeah.
somewhat new. Whereas
Seems to be.
Kat thought everything, I thought everything were fine. I thought we sorted all this out 20 years ago. Whereas Zoe's like, yeah, well, no, because I've had time to think on it and I'm not okay with it all, which is fair as well, though,
Yeah,
I
but I
think.
will say Zoe is a hypocrite. She really, really is.
Oh, come
Because
on.
when she was kicking off of Kat about the social worker, because obviously the social worker comes back because it's 8 o'clock, and Kat is kind of trapped because she's been trying to sort of make Zoe think, no, everything's fine again. I'm a great mum and businesswoman. The old Kat is gone, and this is the new me. And then obviously the social turns up, and Zoe's like, all right, you're a
New
great
you,
mum. Starts going on about the fact, and Kat tells her that the reason that they're all involved was because she pushed Tommy and all that kind of thing. And Zoe's all sort of on a high horse about that. And I'm sort of like, are you joking, love? This is the same woman who used to qu quite cheerfully stroll into the Vic and punch Kat in the face. Do you know what I mean? Like, they had such a violent relationship after they discovered who each other were. You know, she's a bit of a hypocrite.
I think this is it, though, with Zoe, isn't it? She is a victim. But
She's
she's very, she plays into that as
She
well,
does a
though.
little bit,
Do you know
yeah,
what I
she
mean?
does,
I'm not
yeah.
saying she's not right to feel like a victim in a lot of ways, but she
Absolutely
does,
not, but
she lets it define her, doesn't she? And it's
interesting,
like
yeah.
Kat said, though, Kat did say, like, I'll get you therapy. And it's like, that's not even an option. Instead of saying, yeah, you know what? Maybe I probably do need some therapy. Now you're mentioning it.
Yeah, seeing
Now
as
I
though I
am.
have
That'd be
apparently.
probably a good idea.
Yeah, seeing as how I've clearly been ruminating and resenting for 20 years of my life that has apparently torn me away from the family that I want to love, but I can't love because of what my past is. Yeah, I think a bit of therapy might actually help me a little bit, to be honest with you. That might be great, but
But no, instead, Zoe
just blaming
says, I wish
Kat.
you'd never had me. You
Yeah,
shouldn't have had me. Then I'd be all
yeah.
right, wouldn't I? Because I wouldn't be here.
Incest rape victim. Great. Thanks very much, Zoe.
Oh,
I thought,
wow. That
Jesus.
line where they
Yeah,
go, she's
yeah.
like, oh, well, I'm an
Yeah.
incestuous rape baby. Oh, like, whoa. But then, like, fair, though, as well. Like, that might do something to you.
It was a good scene. It was a really, really good
Yeah, it
scene. And I will
was.
say, both of them absolutely knocked it out of the park in terms of performance, didn't they? It was so mad. Like, it was like the pair of them had never stopped working together, I thought.
I was just going to say that to you. It feels like the 20 years haven't passed. Like, them two together
Yeah.
makes sense. I saw in one of the interviews, Jesse, well, I think they both did, but I saw Jesse Wallace say when Ben Wadey had said, like, oh, toying with trying to bring Zoe back. And Jesse Wallace were like, it's got to be Michelle
Of
Ryan.
course
Like,
it
we
had.
can't recast Zoe.
Yeah.
Like, don't think about recasting her. If it's
It's
not her,
funny.
then don't do it.
It's funny because Michelle Ryan so often over the years has said, like, no, it's EastEnders, I'm done. She's apparently quoted in an interview saying, EastEnders was my apprenticeship and you'd never go back to your apprenticeship, which is sort of like, okay, love. But she has come back and we're delighted that she has. But
Definitely.
I've kind of thought over the years, like, if they ever brought Zoe back, would it be a recast? Like, would a recast work with Zoe? And I was kind of unsure. Now, looking at Michelle Ryan back on screen now, looking at Jesse Wallace and Michelle Ryan back together again, thank God they never did recast her because it's beautiful and works fantastically. It's
I agree. I'm
electric.
glad that they've not recast. But then again, I thought that with Martin, and then I
Yeah.
got used to him, to be fair. And
Well,
I thought you could never recast him, but there we go.
It's not something we have to worry about. Michelle Ryan is back proper as Zoe,
I
and it's
thought you meant
fabulous to
Martin because
see.
he's dead. Yeah,
Yeah,
well.
that too. You don't have to worry about that either. So the pair of them sort of kind of come to some sort of makeup. Kat's basically saying, "I'll get you whatever money you want," and he's trying to get out of her what's going on. Zoe then sort of storms out, and they're doing another again throwback. The lead up to You Ain't My Mother was them storming through the square together in Downbridge Street, and then this was them storming Downbridge Street together. Very nicely done. That unfortunately is when the gun goes off. And Zoe is hit in the abdomen and falls to the
Abdomen.
ground. Abdomen and falls to the ground.
Yes.
Then she goes on a tour around the square, it would appear, with this bullet inside her. First, they go to Walford
Right.
East. Why did they go to Walford
Yeah.
East? I don't understand why they went to Walford East.
Because I do actually, but what I don't understand is why they then moved. Because obviously the gunshot had come from towards the Vic.
Yes.
Kat's first thought before she even realised Zoe had been shot was, we need to run because that were a gun. I'd love to know how it's a gun and not a car backfiring or something, by the way. But anyway, maybe they're used to it in
In
London.
London.
In Walford, should I
In
say, in
Walford too.
London.
London before its high gun rate. Yeah, that's what you're saying, isn't it, Ray? Go on, yeah.
No. So actually, I kind of do understand why she went into Walford East. It was just like, we need some immediate shelter
To
away
be fair,
from what.
didn't Johnny said in the pub at one point, are we sure it wasn't a car backfire? And everyone was like, no, it was a gun. We all know the sound of a
No,
gun.
we
It
know
was a
that. We
gun.
know that
We live in
sound.
Walford.
Yeah. Exactly.
It was a gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they ended up in Walford East. I actually thought that made sense. What made less sense
Was them
was then that
moving?
Alfie found her, moved her to the Queen Vic, and managed to get her in the Queen Vic when everyone's talking about, Zoe's going, why can't I leave and you being able to come in, Jack? And like,
Yeah.
obviously implying that, the Queen Vic's being heavily guarded and no one can go in or go out. And then they've
Yeah.
managed to get Zoe in. That made no sense.
There you
I
go.
know that they've done it down back at Barrow thing, but, well, Walford Police in it. They obviously don't know about that general that goes down to alleyway, sorry, that goes
The
to
what?
the
The general? The
cellar
ginnel? The
general.
ginnel,
No,
the
we got a
general.
general. We
Do
got a
you?
general.
I see. Yes, but anyway, Zoe is on the floor bleeding, and Dr. Anthony Truman comes to the rescue. They get
Of
reunited. I
course.
quite liked. Oh, been kept out, keeping out of trouble then, are you? That's good to
Yeah, that
see.
would be nice.
That was nice. And then we go into flashback mode. Now,
Zoe pa passes out. We get all
Zoe
the
passes
beep beep beep
out.
beep 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 beep
Yep.
beep 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 beep.
and we're in hospital and she's just about to give birth. And at this point, surely we think we know where what we're getting, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, I mean, we thought we know what we're getting, but of course she was never going to be
No, of
jealous,
course.
Mum Ray. You do talk some rubbish sometimes. The theories you come out with, honestly, it's
Oh, I
nonsense.
see, because of the year 2006. I was literally
Yeah.
sat there going 2006,
Yeah, I
2007,
know, same.
2008, 2000. No, it's not Joel. Okay, this is
Yeah, it's
not
not
Joel's
Joel.
birth.
It's not Joel. But even when she got, I didn't even notice the date at first. That didn't even register in my head. But as soon as she said, "Yeah, you've had a baby boy," it was like, "Yep, and that will be Joel. Thank you very much."
Yeah.
Right, one down, one to go. Pardon, sorry, what? She's having
Oh,
twins. What the hell? Now, this whole thing with the twins, right? So the girl, it would appear, died after she gave birth to her, but we never got confirmation of that. So clearly, the sister's still alive, right?
yeah. She didn't actually
Because otherwise,
say the
what's the
nurse
point?
thing. No, they took the baby away. Zoe said there's only one, and she said, I'm going to let Dr. such and such talk to you about it. She didn't
That could
say,
have been
oh,
anything.
I'm really sorry to tell you, but yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So it's interesting because I've seen about 50-50 split online of people saying, well, they said that the baby girl died, and then the
No,
other
they didn't.
50% going, no, they didn't.
They
I
didn't.
think they've been taken to like intensive care or something, which is what
Yeah.
I think happened.
Yeah.
The baby girl definitely, they didn't officially say it,
No,
though
they
she's still
didn't. They didn't.
alive.
They didn't. The
No.
doctor could have come in and then sat and explained to her, right, the baby's in intensive care at the moment. The next few hours are critical, blah, de, blah, de, blah, de, blah. This the medical spiel that you get at that point. But at no point did Zoe have it confirmed to her that the little girl had died. So as
No.
far as I'm concerned, in the world of soap, that means that she's still alive and out
Yeah,
there.
100, like
100%.
100%. There's
Because
no
otherwise,
doubt in my
what's the
mind
point
that,
of it otherwise?
yeah.
So as of right now, and she decides before she flees from the hospital, she decides, and I want the boy adopting as well, which means that there is a boy and a girl out there, A, who possibly don't know their brother and sister,
I thought that.
who are presumably either already in the square, although I don't really see who it could be at this point from either of
Yeah,
them.
I know. Yeah, same. I can't figure out who it'd
Now, there's
be.
theories all
Go on.
over kicking around crazily right now. A, who the dad of these kids is. Now, the main suspects of this, of who the father of Zoe's kids would be, are Anthony, Den, Dennis, and I'm here to tell you, ladies and gents, none of the
No.
dates work on any of them.
Right, which has annoyed me because I've been convinced that it's Anthony all this time, and
Yeah.
then I've just had a quick Google before, and we're
Doesn't
like,
work.
yeah, no, those dates don't add up because the last time Anthony was back around that time was February 2005 for Paul's funeral, which would mean if she got impregnated in February 2005, the child or children would have been born in 2005. So, unless, but then when I'm watching it back, it makes total sense. Like when I watched back this week, viewing it from that perspective of it's Anthony's, she had a moment when she first went in the pub and she saw him. Okay, arguably you could just be saying she's looking at a ghost from the past. That's all that glance was. But there was also another moment when she was walking out of the pub before she got shot, and Patrick was making a speech and he was going, to family, here's to family. And she were like, which made me go, oh, it's his grandkids there, or
Maybe.
grandchild that she thinks.
And Patrick is in the trailer as well for the Zoe Return week. So, yeah, one or
So
two things.
was Sharon. Where's
Yeah, well,
what?
that's Den. That's Den as well, isn't it? Den, that's Dennis and Den and all that kind of thing. There's that
Yeah.
connection as
You think it
well.
was that? Right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. What they're doing, I basically, is it's a character we don't know that it is yet, or they're retconning some of the dates. It's either one of them, isn't it?
Do you know what? I know it sounds daft, but it would make more sense to retcon some of the. Or do you know what? It'd have made more sense to. If they're going to make it like that it is Anthony or someone,
I
then they could
mean,
have just put the date a bit earlier that she gave birth,
here's the
maybe.
thing. In many ways, it's the geeks like us that worry about the dates. The vast majority of viewers
True.
will have no idea about the years and it will not matter to them.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, all
Like,
right. So it's Anthony's
yes,
then, if that's the case.
possibly, yeah, which would, I mean, I would kind of hazard a suggestion that we might have met somebody who the son might be.
Yes. Go on, hit us with it.
Okay. Could be.
You know,
How old
Rob
is
sent me
Oki?
this earlier this week. Well, this is it. He looks a lot older than
That
19,
doesn't mean
but you
anything.
know,
We don't
no,
know his age, do
we
we?
don't know. No, we don't.
And you could
It was
argue
his
that
gun.
if he got adopted, Then he, yeah, it was his gun, shot his mother. Interesting. And also, you could argue that if he's got adopted, you don't know what happened to him after that. He could have gone from care home to care home to care home. He could have,
Got
he says
fostered
that,
rather than adopted or something,
he
yeah.
told Kojo that he was born in Ghana, but that could have been BS in order to win Kojo round.
Yeah, to make himself more relatable to Kojo, yeah,
So
so you
we
can take
don't
that away with a pinch
really,
of salt, yeah.
exactly. And we don't really know that much about him, to be honest with you. And it's
And he's
sort of,
featured quite heavily, hasn't
yeah.
he,
And it
recently?
sort of reminds me of the way that Danielle was revealed as well. Like you sort of
Yeah.
establish them in a completely separate story, and then you get the big reveal. Now, the way that they could do that is that there's a key ring kicking around as well that the nurse found when Zoe left the hospital. Now, for a start, I'm just going to throw this out there right now. It's an Ibiza key ring, which sent my brain to all sorts of wonderful places because
That's
it's
it,
all,
it's Ronnie
oh
and
my God,
Roxy, yeah,
Ronnie
of
and Roxy are
course.
involved in this, which is ridiculous.
Yeah,
We
yeah.
know for it, but the thing is, I'm sort of confused as to why the key. Obviously, the key ring's important, right? And I feel like that's going to be why it's important, because it's going to be an identification for the audience to know that's Zoe's kid.
Yeah.
But Zoe left to go to Ibiza in 2005, which meant that did she come back to the UK to give birth,
Yeah, because she
or
was
did she
definitely in
have
a
an
UK hospital. Was that
or
meant
did
to
she
be an
have,
Ibiza hospital?
yeah.
Yeah, it was a UK
No, it was a
hospital.
UK hospital.
Yeah.
And then they had, which means that she either came back to the UK to give birth, or she had an Ibiza key ring before she went to Ibiza.
Maybe she just went to Ibiza, didn't work for a couple of months, didn't work out,
Maybe.
came back,
Maybe.
then ran back there.
Maybe. The key ring's important, though, isn't it? I feel like it's going to be an
Very, yeah.
identification point for whoever
It'll
the kid is
be,
going to be at some point.
yeah, we'll
Although,
see the kid looking longingly at the Ibiza key
yeah.
ring in a
Although,
scene, and then we'll realise.
I don't know if I could see Oki keeping an Ibiza key ring. It doesn't seem his sort of thing.
Well, you don't know though. If that is his situation, then yeah, because
Maybe.
if that is the only thing that he's got of his real biological mother, then
Well,
yeah.
can I tell you something else? I mean, well, no. I'll leave that for now.
Right.
I had another
Okay,
big
yeah.
theory given to me this week,
Go on.
which is huge. But we'll get to that in a bit because it's not relevant just yet.
Okay.
We'll get to
All
that.
right, okay.
The other thing that Zoe said was he's still alive.
Yes.
Now then, what does that mean?
Tell me what you think it means, because I think I know what it means
I think it means somebody
now.
that we think is dead is alive, and we're going to get a big old shocking reveal later on in the year. My first
What,
thought went to
like, go
Paul
on.
for some bizarre reason, and I can't, and I don't know why, but my brain was sort of all, because we were having a lot of information thrown at us this week, and it's sort of like your brain goes into. I've seen theories that Freddy is Zoe's, even though we've seen Freddy be born. I've seen some theories that
Oh,
Oscar is Zoe's, even
yeah,
though
I've
we
seen a lot of
saw,
people
we've
saying
seen,
Oscar, yeah.
even though we literally saw Tanya push Oscar out.
Literally,
We've seen it
literally.
happen.
Yeah.
But this is, it's been one of those weeks where
So,
theories are just going everywhere because, well, everyone's like, oh.
yeah. Well, I've seen people theorizing that he's still alive could be Harry, Uncle Harry,
These,
because we never saw him die on screen.
I guess not.
And that it'd be a recast because obviously the
Yeah,
previous
the actor
actor is no
died.
longer
Yeah,
here, yeah.
yeah.
But do you know who I thought it was?
Go on.
Based on later in the week, what we have discovered, which we've not
Just
got
him.
to yet. The man, yeah. The man who
Yeah,
she
because bear
attacked
in
in the
mind.
apartment, and that he's now blackmailing her to say, I won't get you done for grievous bodily harm
Yeah,
or something. That's
and
all I thought it
who she
was.
thinks is the enemy. I've
Yeah.
got to say, I quite like the enemy as a mystery. I think I quite like that.
Yeah.
That's got a good ring to it. Like, who is the enemy? Quite like
Yeah.
that. But yeah, it could just be as simple as that. She thought she'd killed him, and it turns out he's alive because
Actually, he's still alive. Yeah.
he's just tried to shoot her, clearly. So maybe that's where her
Yeah.
brain went.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah.
don't know. I don't know. It would feel like that was thrown up in the air, and I don't know quite where it's landed. I'm not sure yet.
We'll see. This is how you can view it, isn't it? Is that meant? Is that question supposed to have just been answered and it were meant to be that obvious, or are they still trying to throw out some other mysteries with it
Exactly.
all? Yeah.
Exactly. I feel like there's a lot that we don't know yet. What we do know, however, another little shocker, is that earlier this year, turns out that Zoe had a little one-night stand, and that was with Mr. One and Only Max Branning, who is back
Of
this week.
course.
Of course, it was Max. Max
Well, he
hasn't
was more
changed in the
than a one
slightest.
night stand, Rob. I
Well, they
think
had a
they
bit
had
of
the
a
little
relationship. It
relationship.
started off
Yeah.
with a one night stand, though,
Yeah.
didn't it?
Yeah.
The way
Yeah.
we discovered that is that Zoe's phone keeps ringing, and Kat answers it when they're in the hospital. Zoe's phone's all cracked, so she can't quite see who the caller is.
The
That's
name.
that. Yeah.
Clever.
Clever, yeah, it works. We see, however, that it's Max on the other end of the phone, and so the next episode is when we discover the history of Max and Zoe. So they met at a bar, and Max and Zoe got pissed together and then fell in bed together. It's tale as old as time
Of
with Max,
course.
really, isn't it? It hasn't
Standard
changed
Brandon manslayer
hasn't
woman, really,
changed in the
isn't it?
slightest. He's still the same lecherous weasel
He
he always
literally
was.
heard Slater and went,
Yep, I'll sleep with that.
Slater,
That'll do. Yep.
Slater.
Slater. Yep,
Yeah.
that'll do. Oh, Max, 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 Max.
Yes.
Go on.
I mean, this was a twist. I'm going to give him that. We knew Max were returning. We knew
Yep.
Zoe were returning. I am very glad for everybody involved in all of this storyline, especially Ben Wayday, that this twist didn't get spoiled and that we had that episode where it revealed at the end because it were really. It were good. It were a very good twist. Because you know, we the Duff Duff on Tuesday was who's got shot. Then the episode didn't air until 7:30, did it, on Wednesday on
No,
BBC. There was no
no early
early
upload.
upload.
Yeah.
I presumed, even all the way through watching that episode, that that was just because they didn't want who'd got shot to get leaked.
Yes.
Right? And that they wanted to keep that a mystery. Never in a million years did I watch all that episode and then think that it was going to be Max to be revealed to be on the other end of phone.
I kind of was like, I figured that Max was going to be back. We even said last week, like, Max has got to be back soon because they released it. They
Yeah.
released it. I mean, I almost wish they hadn't released it. And they would, can you imagine if we hadn't had no idea Max was coming back?
But I
But
think that it worked though, because I think
yeah,
it would have got leaked that he were coming back and then
probably.
potentially this might have got leaked. So I think they'll announce
Well,
the right amount of information.
you know that they said that Max is coming back for a bit and then he'll be back permanently. I think this was the bit.
Yes, okay, so he's not going to come back straight. Oh, see.
Which makes me think, I don't know if he's involved in Stacey's exit or not.
And I thought the opposite
Yeah.
because I've seen an interview that he's done with Pierre Moliere.
Yeah. Moliere.
And Jake Wood was trying so hard, right, to not say that he and Stacey get reunited. And they clearly do.
They've got
He was
unfinished
set, he
business.
like. Bless him, he were overcompensating, I feel like they're definitely going to reunite on screen. So
Probably.
I actually think he's going to be back next week. It's all going to get revealed about the Zoe and Max connection. Stacey's already been going, oh, all these bad memories and Albert Square,
Yes.
blah, blah, blah. He'll come back next week. Stacey'll go, I can't be around Max and Zoe being a thing. That's too much. I need to leave. Max and Stacey both leave that week, and then he's back again.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong.
Could be wrong, but I mean, it would make sense. I mean, it's in a bit for a start, you've got the fact that Zoe's now slept with Max, and I'm sure Stacey's going to be utterly thrilled with that.
Gonna be fuming. This is what I mean. This would make perfect sense for her to then leave. For her to come face to face, see that they've got a connection. She'll be able
Yeah.
to, you know, she'll be able to read it straight away. Maybe she
Yes.
might even, you know, her and Max, you know what they're like, they'll have a deep and meaningful, like he's been
Probably.
doing with Zoe. She might make a pass at him and he might be like, you know what, now I've got feelings for someone else. Your cousin or your second cousin,
He
you
does have
know.
feelings for her, doesn't he? Like, I know he gets all angry at the end of the week, but he's done his typical Max thing. You know, he sat there alone in a hotel room or something, wherever he was, like brooding away. He's bought her some jewelry. He's kind of staring at the box. He's feeling all miserable and he's leaving her texts and phone calls. And then when she rejects him, he turns all nasty. It's typical Max, isn't it?
I also feel that anyway, let's I mean we'll get into it all, but I also feel like both he and Zoe have got feelings and they're both fighting it now. Like
Well, it was interesting the way that they sort of met, and they saw, you know, they spoke a lot and they realized their connection. Obviously, I think Max was sort of keeping a little bit from Zoe as to how well he actually knows her family. Like, she
yeah.
knows he's from the square, but I feel like Max has held some stuff back.
So he's not told her about his and Stacey's relationship, you don't
Well,
think?
obviously not. No,
No.
obviously not. She obviously has no clue about that. But they kind of fall in bed together, and then they start talking about this, the whole thing with their kids, and Max reveals, you know, tells her about Abby and Bradley, and then Zoe reveals about her kids, and she wants to find them. She's ready to be a mum. She wants to find them, and Max sort of plays the hero at this point and goes, right, whatever you need, let's find them. You know, I can't do it with my kids, so let's do it with yours. Absolutely. This is what he does, though. It's like he'll instantly, he falls in love so quickly, does Max, that he will say, right, yep, anything you need. Yep, 5 grand. Yeah, that's no problem. No, they bother paying me back. That's absolutely
Five
fine.
grand for
Not
something
an
that
issue.
sounds right dodgy. No
Yeah,
probs.
I'm
Here's
not
an
being
envelope.
funny. The amount of red flags, I know, you know, sorry if this sounds like I'm victim blaming, but for Christ's sake. So this guy who she's gone
Yeah.
to for information says, yeah, I have got information, but I need 5 grand for it. I
About a
want you to come
missing
to,
kid, yeah.
about a missing kid, I want you to come to my really dodgy flat on your own with 5 grand in an envelope, and I'll tell you everything you need to know. There's more red flags on that than there is in a beach in Florida when there's a hurricane on the way. You know what I mean?
See, I totally agree. And Max knew it as well. So why he actually lent her the money is beyond me.
Mm.
To be
To be
honest
the
with you,
hero,
right?
it's Max, isn't it?
It is, but for me, to make this part of the storyline more believable, it should have been about 500 quid. That you can kind of
5 grand's
imagine
a
that
lot.
some it's a lot. It is a lot for
For
something that's
what?
so very
That's what I
clearly
mean. For
dodgy.
what? Why would
Yeah.
you turn around and say, yeah, that's fine, I'll give you 5 grand for
Yeah.
information that you have on my kid that's only
Yeah.
19? You know what?
I think what we're supposed to believe is that Zoe now is so desperate to find this
Yeah,
missing child,
yeah,
the
yeah.
one that she thinks that she's got,
Yes,
that
yes.
she'll do anything and she'll believe anything. And you know, it's because she's a mum and she's so desperate to find a kid that she's clinging on to hope. And oh, this is definitely a lead. I've got a good feeling about it. If anything, Zoe, any gut instinct that you have about anything is
Yep.
wrong. Do not listen to your
Yeah,
gut. I've
she's got a
never known
terrible
anyone
gut.
to not listen to the gut like
Never, ever,
this.
ever listen to your gut, sorry. It's the worst
No.
gut in the world. Do not listen to it. It's lying to you all of the time.
Yeah.
Because this guy, this dodgy guy, whom she, like, she walks
Gross guy,
in.
sorry,
Gross guy.
creep.
Oh, of course
Yeah.
he is. Well, I thought it was Neil Morrissey at first. Looked a little bit like him, didn't you
So
think?
did I.
Yeah, I was
So
like,
did
oh,
I had
I was
that.
like, all right,
Yes,
there, EastEnders, getting Neil
exact
Morrissey.
same.
Oh, it's, wait, it's not
Yeah.
Neil Morrissey.
No, it's not. From a
Fair
certain
play.
angle, he
Looks a bit
really
like
does
him,
look
though.
like him. Yeah.
An actor I've seen before, though, like one of those actors that
Yeah.
does the rounds on telly. I feel like I've
Yeah.
seen him before and stuff.
Recognizable, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, Zoe walks into the flat and instantly, like, he's locking the door behind her and all this kind of thing. Like, it's bad, very bad. Instantly demanding more money off her,
Asked her to go
and
in alone as well in first
yeah,
place.
like, no,
With five
absolutely not.
grand.
I
Yeah,
won't
yeah.
be doing that. Thank you very much. I might go and look for information about my kid elsewhere. Thanks very much. And then obviously turns nasty. I mean, he did try to offer her to make her a cup of tea. There is that. He did have that saving
Yeah.
grace. But after that, then he
But Zoe
basically,
thought, no, that's too
no,
friendly,
that's too
that. No,
far. Don't want a cup of
not
tea
cup
with
of
you. Thank you very
tea.
much. I'll give you 5 grand, but I'm not having a cup of
Yeah.
tea with you. Let's
Yeah.
set boundaries here. Boundaries are not his strong point, however, because he then basically says, well, if you can't get me some money, we're just going to have sex, aren't we? And
Yeah, and then I'll
so,
tell you what you need to know. I'll
yeah.
give you what you want.
Now, the brief details that he did give her. What do we think? Moved abroad?
Oh.
Do you think? The way he was talking, like, I think he said a bit too much for it all to be bull.
So you think he did genuinely know
The way that he was
her son
saying
and he's
it.
just taken advantage of Zoe?
Yeah.
And to me, it sounded like generic things that you might just say that in that scenario, because it were very generic things that you might say about a kid. They kicked the ball over my fence one too many times, but I didn't mind because he were a sweet kid. This is all the
Yeah.
stuff you want to hear. But I'm going to make you feel guilty now and say, oh, well, I saw him hurt his knee once and he was calling for his mum and no one came.
Yeah, that
I
I
think it
believe
could
is
be either
bull.
way. It could be either way, to be fair.
I feel like there were crumbs of truth in it as well, like the fact that he had an angelic face and all this kind of, like, he was just
Yeah,
being a
face.
bit descriptive. I feel like there was bits that we were supposed to pay attention to, especially the fact that this kid has apparently gone went abroad as well. Abroad, okay, maybe, you never know. Didn't say anything about it. I don't know. I do not know. All right, possibly. But then he tries to get all fresh with Zoe, and she whacks him around the head with a lamp. And then runs out the flat. I was not, I know for a fact, the only person that was watching that going, take the money with you.
Yeah, that was my first thought. That was literally like, grab the money then, take money with you. Come on. No, she didn't,
Exactly.
did she?
Now then, this bloke who's currently either rotting away on the floor in this flat or is still alive, I got a comment on Facebook from Becky L. Pickering, and
Okay.
she pointed out something rather interesting. This guy's name was Greg Dolan in the credits.
Dolan, Greg
Guess who
Dolan.
he. Yeah, you do recognise Dolan, because guess who he shares a surname with?
Greg Dolan, who?
Dermot Dolan, the twin from
Give
Ireland.
over.
Yep. Dermot Dolan, who
Wait,
lives
wait,
in
wait, wait, wait,
Ireland.
wait, wait, wait,
I mean, it could be a coincidence, but it'd be a hell
That's
of a
a nah.
coincidence.
Or is it a red herring? Do you know what? I feel like Wayday is a red herring guy.
You think he's a fisherman?
Yeah, I do. I
You think he's a
do.
fishmonger?
Or a fisherman's friend at the very least. Yeah.
You think he's a sucky sweet?
Do you not think, though, because I feel like all this Joel stuff's been a massive red herring and I think
Oh,
it's
yeah.
been
They've done the Joel
deliberate.
stuff completely and utterly deliberately.
Yeah.
They've played the
So this
blinder with
could
the
be.
Joel stuff.
But then this is quite subtle, but also, would you put that in there if you were trying to keep it a secret connection? I don't
They would
know.
have surely just
Oh.
called him Greg, wouldn't they, in the credits? Why does he have to be called
Yeah.
Dolan?
Or like Zoe's con man or something, not giving him a name and a surname.
Creepy
He's definitely
man.
going to be back. Yeah. He's going to be back then for sure.
Yeah, I think
So he's
so.
still alive.
No, I
Unless
don't
she's
think.
on about Dermot.
Yeah,
He's still
maybe he's
alive.
still alive, which means that they are acknowledging Redwater.
Go for it. Why not? Why not? I don't
Hey,
mind. I don't mind, you know.
well done,
If it
Becky, for seeing that in the credits,
happened,
is what I would say.
yeah, well done, because I would have not noticed that in a
Did not
million
notice that
years.
at all.
Rob, I'm shocked at you for not noticing
I
that.
didn't notice
Shame
it at
on you,
all. I
Rob.
know, I'm
You love
ashamed.
credits.
I know,
He
I do. I always stare at them.
really does. He
I
loves
know every.
credits.
Oh, how can I know the second lighting assistant director and I don't notice that Greg's
Yeah, Greg
surname was
Dolan.
that? Yeah, there was Dolan. There you go. So
Well
yeah,
done.
throw that one up
Yeah.
in the air and see where that lands. But
Right.
Zoe basically runs out of the flat, and Max and Zoe then have a massive row. Like, I'm not quite sure where this came from, but Max
And
was
this
sort of
row
like.
didn't make sense
It
either, by
didn't
the way, but
really,
go
did it?
on.
I'm not quite sure why
Yeah.
they started rowing. Like Max basically like blamed her for nearly getting raped, and
Victim
then
blamed her, then said, I'm not getting
drove
involved
away.
in murder. Fair, by the way. Fair. Don't want to get involved in like a murder that you've
Not being
potentially just
funny, you're
committed.
already involved, mate. Like, you drove
True.
her to this place.
That's your
You're
5 grand in
involved,
that flat.
and that's your 5 grand, which
He
you definitely should have taken.
didn't even mention
Can
it
you
either.
not go? Can you
Surprise
not go
me
back in
actually. I
and
just
grab my
cracked
bike?
5 grand. Yeah.
Can you not go back and grab my money, and then I'll drive you wherever you want to go?
Yeah.
You
But
know?
do you know what didn't make sense is she got in the car and said, drive. And he was like, no, I'm not getting involved in this. Then she got out of the car, was shouting at him. And then he was like, well, get in the car then, or I'm leaving you forever. It's like, you've just told her that you don't want to drive her anywhere. So she's got out. And then you're like, well, get back in the car. It's like, make your mind up. What's going on here? Are you helping her or not?
Well, he's not. So he drives off, leaving Zoe alone in the street, and that is when she rang Stacy, and from there we know what happened. So, what I would say about it all is a load of stuff has been thrown up in the air, and it remains to see whether it's all going to land or not. There's a lot of
Yes.
questions, stuff that we did get answers to, but I don't know whether I believe all of the answers. You
Yeah.
know, it's one of those
This is
sort of things
it.
where I don't quite know where we're going to be in a month's time, where the answers are coming from, but there's a lot more answers still to come, it feels like.
Yeah, because you know when she, this is the bit I don't understand is, so then obviously we've left there, like you just said, she's rang Stacey. Then the next we're supposed to believe is that she's in the apartment with Stacey. So why was she in such a bad state when she's got to Stacey? You think that's because she was just like so disappointed about not having this lead on her son? She thinks she's killed someone, so all she's doing is drinking vodka and
And
vaping
vaping.
excessively.
Yeah, you do.
Is that where it's gone to then? There's no in
I
between
guess
that.
so, yeah.
So who's she saying she owes this money to? Max? Because actually Max has been like, I'm not bothered about money.
Yeah.
We've seen that this
So,
week with his texts.
and if she's on the run, then does she believe now that she's running from this guy? But
Well,
until
she's running
she.
from Max,
But
or
until is
yeah.
she running from Max? I don't is she running from Max? Is that
No.
but then why would she run from Max? He drove off and implied that he wanted nothing more to do with her.
And he's not asked for the money. In fact, no, she's not running from Max because she said, give me a necklace. I want
Yeah,
it, actually. I want
exactly.
money for it,
So is
yeah.
she still just trying to get enough money to get information on her kids then? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, or is it now that she's been blackmailed by that guy, like I say, and that
But she, who
he's
she
not
now
going to get her
thinks
done for DDH?
but who she thinks is dead?
What if she's been blackmailed by Dermot and he's found this guy and actually it's him who's been like, well, I know you were there somehow.
Is that what it is, do we think? That what we actually have is the bits that don't quite make sense yet is because we haven't got all the information we need yet.
Yeah, it's got to be right because, well, to be fair, we don't know that that guy's dead.
I mean, I feel like he's not.
I feel like Zoe's right pessimist, you know. I know she knocked him out with a lamp, right?
Twice,
But
twice.
twice. But like, did you check that he were dead? You're in EastEnders now. Like, if you've not seen him die on screen in
I
front of your
mean,
face, they're not dead.
is there anything more than you're back in Walford, as in, you've been on the square in 5 minutes and you get shot in the
Got
stomach
shot.
from a
But then
completely
why?
unrelated storyline?
But then she's thought that that's because of something she's done. So does she think it's that guy, this Greg guy, who shot him?
Yeah, I think that's what she thinks. I think
Right.
that's what she thinks has happened, is that this guy is now after her and that he
Yeah.
went after her with a gun and she got shot. I think that's what she thinks has happened.
So she had contact with him since that last scene that we saw when she were in his flat?
I feel like
Or is she
no,
just
though.
running around paranoid? Because surely,
Yeah,
right,
I think that's what's happening.
if you thought you killed someone in your room, I know you might be in hiding in that, like she has been, but you'd be keeping a bit of an eye out on local news to see if they're like, oh, we've unearthed like this guy who were dead in his flat for 2 months. And they'd be like, oh shit, I did actually kill him then. But presumably she's not seen any of that we know of.
No.
Or maybe she has. Oh God.
This is what I
Nice
mean.
of no.
There's definitely stuff we do not know at this point. The week ends with Max has been trying to contact her. There's a brief moment where Stacey and Max are briefly back in contact again because Stacey tries ringing the phone and Max is like, oh, hello, you. But the phone at that moment goes all crackly. And so Stacey doesn't recognize his voice, but he recognizes her voice and then he
I
hangs
thought it was
up.
quite genius, the phone being so broken. I was quite a fan of that little touch because it made sense that you couldn't see it with Max. Stacey couldn't hear him properly because
Yeah.
Stacey'd recognise his voice instantly. Because
I, to
that's
be
what I
honest with
thought
you,
at
I'm surprised
first.
that Stacey didn't recognize his breathing. She knows Max that
Yeah,
well at
true.
this point.
True. Yeah, but it was crackly breathing, Rob,
Crackly
so.
breathing. Could have been anyone breathing. But
Exactly.
then later on, Zoe kind of, when she's woken up from the operation that she's had, she's going to be fine, by the way. She,
Of course she is.
of course she is. This is what I mean. As soon as Zoe got the shot, it was like, well,
Yeah,
that's the gun
I'd be
tension
right.
done then. That's
Yeah,
fine then.
yeah.
But yeah, she rings Max up and says, "Why are you ringing me? I don't want anything to do with you. Leave me alone. Don't get in touch with me. And if you do, I'll come after you," or something like that. And then Max is all like, "Well,
I'll
I don't
end you
like
if you tell
I'll
anyone.
end yeah." And then Max is all like, "Oh, I don't like being told what to do," in that sulky way that he does when a woman doesn't do what he wants her to do. He decides to go all dark and revengeful. And then that's where we end the week. Whew. So,
Which is why I think he's going to be back next week. She's just
okay, fair
said,
enough.
he's just said, you're in Walford. She's like, yeah,
Yeah.
don't come anywhere near me. He's like, I don't like being told what to do.
So I'm
Enter
going to come to
Max
Walford. Yeah,
on
maybe.
Monday.
You could have a point. You could have a
And
point.
then
I
he'll
don't know.
disappear again. Abby's with Rainey at the minute.
Yes.
Mention that
Yes.
as well. There's all these,
Yes.
sorry, there's all these like little in between bits that we've not really, cause so much has happened this week, it feels like.
A lot. This
I
feels like
mean,
it's been one of the most biggest sort of info dump weeks we've had in so long, where it's sort of like you've got to just try and absorb it all. Not necessarily a bad thing. It was just a huge amount of
yeah, a
information to
lot.
take in, wasn't it? Yeah.
Is Max living in a hotel? It looked like a
I mean,
hotel,
what was
right?
it? Was it just like a flat or a hotel? It looked to me like a sort of Holiday Inn or something, but it could
Yeah,
have
it
been
looked
his
to me
flat.
like a hotel.
Yeah,
It
yeah.
because if it were his flat, could he have not just been like
But then
sat in
he's
his
got.
living room or something?
Yeah, but then he has also got the money to be spending it on women in bars and to go, yeah, that's 5 grand
That's
cheerfully.
5 grand. Yeah, so
Yeah,
what's he
so
involved
it's
in?
not like he's down on his luck or anything. Yeah, but to be fair though, it's Max. You know what I mean? Like he's
Wheeler dealer.
Max has got money. He's all right.
Find a couple second-hand cars, sell them
Yeah,
on.
Max has got money. So what happens next, Rhi, is my question to you.
I've already said it. I think Max will be back next week.
Okay.
Stacey will see the Zoe Max connection. I think they'll try and play it down. Or is Max just going to storm into hospital, maybe? I don't
Maybe.
know. Why would he, though, in fairness? What's he going to go to Zoe for and about?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but I mean,
Do
what's
you
he
know what I
got on
mean?
it? Yeah, I mean, what is he going to do with her exactly? Like, she said that I don't want anything more to do with you. I mean, at the very most, I suppose you could say you owe me 5 grand,
Yeah,
but
yeah. But he
at the
doesn't
same
seem like that.
time,
He's still texting her being quite caring. So it's not like he
this
was
is what I
angry
mean.
with her.
This is what I mean by typical Max. Like, he's going in all softly, softly, and then when he doesn't get the reaction he wants, he goes all sulky, which is where we're at now with Max. He goes all dark and brooding. He's not changed at all, has he?
Or he is gonna go back and he will tell Kat what's happened because Max knows Kat well enough to be like, you're not gonna dob your daughter in. I know you're not. This is what's happened. This is scenario. She did a runner. Kat will be angry for 5 minutes at Max that, oh, he slept with another state, another Slater woman, blah, blah, blah. And then she'll be like, oh, actually, you've been looking after her, ain't you? Cheers for that,
Yeah.
Max.
I'm excited. It was a great week. It was a really
Yeah.
exciting week. I love the fact that there was just so many twists and turns. Like I say, a lot of stuff thrown up in the air that remains to be seen whether it all lands or not. So what I mean, I feel like we can't give a full critique of everything that we learned this week until we
Yeah,
get the
the
answers.
full
Yeah,
picture.
it feels like this was part one. We've still got part two to come. You know what I mean? Like, you can't critique the whole story until you've got all the information you need. And I feel like there's a lot of information we still don't know. But I'm intrigued.
Yes, so am I. I just
Yeah.
want to know who the father is of Zoe's
Yeah.
kids, and I'm sold still that it's Anthony, and they're going to retcon
Okay.
the dates.
So
But at this point,
what about the kids? Has one of the kids landed on the square yet? What do you
well,
think?
Ovi could
What's your
be. He
instinct?
looks so much older than 19, but we don't know how old he is, and he could easily be 19. They could easily tell us that he's 19, and us go, all right, fine, he's 19 then. So it could be him, okay. Do you know what? I saw somebody theorize that the girl was, and I think this might be a bit far-fetched, but I kind of see the angle. You know, the woman that Vicky paid off, who Joel felt up on the tube. I've
Yeah.
seen someone say that, oh, maybe that's the daughter.
I mean, this is the
Sure.
thing. I think that the daughter's going to show up in the coming months, and we're not going to realize who she
And
is.
we're not going to suspect it
That's what they're
at
going to
all.
try to do. But this is the thing:
Yeah,
we are
we're going
going
to be
to be
looking out.
so suspicious of any young girl that comes onto the show now for the next 6 months, aren't we? We're going to be watching each and every single new entrant like a big fat hawk.
Yes, they're going to come back with parents, and we're going to have no reason to believe that they're not the real parents as well. They might even alter their age slightly just so that we're not suspicious, and then it'll come out that, oh, you know, the foster system altered their age because they'd have more chance of getting fostered if they thought they were younger or something like that as
Yeah.
well.
Time will tell. Gold star this week, Ray.
Well, I think I know yours is going to go too. So I'm going to give. I feel like I actually want to give it to Max because I was so
Okay.
surprised by that twist. I'm giving. And
Fair
do you know
play.
what? Right? He were a bit nasty towards Zoe at end, like you say, when he didn't get his way. But actually, I think he was kind of trying to look after her. So I'm giving it to Max this
In his own
week.
Max way, he was doing what he. And this is I have to say, I admire the way that Max was written this week. I feel like they've got him spot on again. It doesn't feel like a bit sort of jarring. Like it was like Max has never been away. Like this is
I
Max through and
agree.
through. I mean, I know they had Simon Ashdown writing his big return episode, and he created Max. So if anybody's going to know how to write Max, it's going to be Simon Ashdown. But I feel
Oh, is
like
he writing for? Is he writing any next week, by the
we're
way?
not next week. We've got a double Lauren Clee next week, though. By the way.
Oh, so maybe Max and Stacey won't be reunited
I
next
don't
week
think
because you'd
so.
think Ashdown would be on that, wouldn't you?
I don't think he is coming back next week. I feel like
Fair.
it'll be a
Okay, maybe
couple
not
more
then.
weeks yet, but we will wait and see. My gold star, I've got to say, and actually, she was getting this all the way from Monday, is for Kat, because I thought Jessie Wallace was incredible this week.
Oh, interesting. I thought you were going to give it to Zoe. Sorry, Zoe.
She very, 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 very nearly got the gold star, but right from Monday's episode, I thought Jessie Wallace
Yeah,
was
she
absolutely
has.
shining on screen. So Kat gets my gold star this week for sure. Let us
Fair.
know who your gold stars are going to, and please do let us know about any of your theories going forwards. It's going to be a busy few months, I suspect, and I have a feeling that Christmas is going to be one to watch. Right, ladies and gents, before we finish the podcast, as usual, let's see what you guys thought of this week's EastEnders.
So comments, Rob, we've had a lot going on
Now for
this week
you.
all over social
Just a
media.
few.
So yeah, we're going to start with Vanessa Hill, who says, I love these episodes, but one thing bothers me. Kat talking about bringing Zoe home from the hospital. Am I making up a memory of her being tucked away in a convent to give birth where the twin brother was taken away?
Well, no,
Are you not making that up?
you're not making that up, Vanessa. What I would say is that this is what I mean why she they said when the You Ain't My Mother week first happened that they were in Kat was in hospital, and then when it was revealed that Kat had apparently had another twin, they said that that happened in this
A
nunnery.
convent,
Yeah, and now so I don't know what they're doing with the red water thing. The whole
see,
surname of the guy that was in the flat seems like too
yeah,
big
it's
a
too mature a
coincidence to ignore.
coincidence. That is too mature a
Yeah.
coincidence for sure. I think you could argue that Kat's just saying that It was like Kat could have gone to hospital after she gave birth in the convent, and that she was talking about when she was in the hospital with Zoe potentially. Could
Potentially.
that be a way of
Yeah.
getting around that? But yeah, there are some things that don't quite add up, but I feel like they wouldn't be that clumsy with this unless they are doing a full retcon on everything.
Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Lauren Charles has said, "What a week of episodes. Tonight's was an absolute triumph from Simon Ashdown. So good to see Max back on screen. That duff duff was fire emoji. I'm finding Zoe really interesting as a character. Excited for what's to come."
We've got a comment here from Laura in the Sky with Diamonds, who says,
Ooh.
when he said he doesn't like to be told what to do, when he dropped to my knees, the eye candy is back. I think
Tell
that's
you
in
what.
reference to Max, of course.
I would have thought so. And I tell you what, if you don't want comments like that read out, don't send it to us.
I thought it was really funny, that one.
That's good. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, can you see it in Max? I get it.
Yeah,
I
I
get
can
it.
see the appeal. Yeah, I'm going to be
He's
honest.
not
Yeah.
my type, but I can see why he gets to sleep with everybody.
Yeah, he's a charmer, isn't he? He's our Max,
Yeah, he
definitely a
is.
charmer.
He is indeed. Well, Gillian Maynard agrees. Wow, what a week. So glad Max hasn't changed and is still a hot sleaze.
Oh, that's a good way of
Hot
describing him,
sleaze,
actually. A
yeah.
hot sleaze.
And this
Yeah,
is the
I
thing with
like
Max. I don't want to be too graphic, but I think you can guarantee yourself a filthy night with Max Brennan, couldn't you? I don't think he's the sort of person you want to marry.
Blimey heck. Do you
But
think they all talk about Max like they do Phil?
oh God, yeah. I bet he's, let's be
Yeah.
honest, I bet he's stunning in bed. I bet he is. I bet he is.
He's had enough practice, hasn't he?
Really has, yeah.
He's experienced, let's give him that.
Exactly.
And then last comment is from Nicholas Hambis, who says, one of the best weeks ever.
Big statement, Nicholas, but
Very big statement.
social media has gone mad for this week.
Yeah.
I would say it was a good week. It was a great week. It was an exciting week. I feel like I don't know. It depends on how everything lands, I would say, but I did enjoy it. I enjoyed the ride this week, put it like
Do you
that.
feel like you've left this week with more questions or more answers, Rob?
More questions.
Yeah, I agree. I've got more questions. I didn't think I
100%
could
more
have more
questions.
questions,
No.
but it's like we've been drip-fed bits of information, but still don't quite have the full story. Or is it that we have got pretty much the full story and it's
Yeah.
just not adding up to us? But I don't feel like we have. I feel like we've just been drip-fed little bits. You can't explain it all, surely, this quickly anyway,
Wouldn't
right?
have thought so. But let us know your theories. Let us know what you think is going on on any of the questions that were raised this week. And you can do that by doing the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you find your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20AfterDark.
Dark. Yes, you can indeed.
Don't know why I said it like that. Dark.
Dark. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. What a week it's been. It feels like we're at the top of a hill and we're going to snowball our way down to Christmas and it's going to be chaos and I can't wait.
We love
Yes.
it.
We love it. It's the drama, Mick. We just love
Love
it.
it.
Right. Thank you very much, ladies and gents. We will see you for the same time next week. Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.